After years of dragging their feet, Washington and Oregon lawmakers are finally acknowledging they have to accept stricter federal driver's license security standards. It looks like both states are settling on having two kinds of driver's licenses. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
This matters to you if you plan to board an airline flight next year or visit a military base or federal courthouse. Beginning as soon as 2018, the Transportation Security Administration will require a more secure driver's license. To breeze through airport security, you'll need either a federal ID, such as a passport or military ID, or a state-issued enhanced driver's license. Republican Washington State Senator Randy Becker feels urgency to get a fix that complies with the federal Real ID Act, or else.
People in the state of Washington are going to be upset when they have to go and present a passport to get on an airplane, and I think it's something we have to really make sure is done.
If you don't need to go through federal checkpoints, you could opt for the existing Washington or Oregon licenses, which would be cheaper, but will likely be marked not valid for federal identification. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.